Welcome to Season 4 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Hannah Wheeler, your calf roping host.
And I'm Lillian Kent, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Lillian, your host of The Breakaway Breakdown, and I am bringing you a really fun podcast today with not one, not two, but four interviews from the ladies out there on the Pro Rodeo Road. I made it a point to call all the ladies who are in position to advance to their first ever NFBRs, and while I know we still have a month of rodeo left to go, I wanted to give these ladies their spotlight because they have been busting their butts out there on the Pro Rodeo Trail. For continuity's sake, we're going to listen to the interviews in the same order that I did them. We're going to start with Kinley Brunice, go to Jenna Dallin, then jump to Suzanne Williams, and finish out with Aspen Miller. Now, Aspen is set to cross the $100,000 mark here shortly. She's less than $500 away, and Kinley is right behind her with Suzanne currently hovering around $97,000 as well, and Jenna is bringing up the back of the pack. And one thing's for certain, as we roll into the Puyallup weekend and, you know, less than a month to go in Pro Rodeo, it's going to be some good watching. And like I said, we don't know what's going to happen with these ladies, but we are cheering them on all the way. Before we dive in, I do need to give a shout out to today's episode sponsor, which is Mane and Tail. Mane and Tail has been a huge supporter of our Women in Rodeo Month, which is September, and we're going to talk a little bit more about them at the break with their full line of nourishing shampoos and conditioners for your rodeo steed. All right, guys, it's time to rope. Let's go. All right, Kinley. So like I mentioned, going to chat with all the girls that are currently poised to make their first NFBRs. And we have quite a big list of kind of NFBR freshmen this year. We have you, Aspen, Suzanne, and Jenna all on the top 15 right now.
Yes, it does seem to be that this year is exciting for everybody new. Honestly, I think girls are roping really good, and it's changing every year, you know. Mm-hmm. You never know what's going to happen, I feel like.
Yes, because we have this kind of new blood in there. We have a lot of new money, new places like Calgary to rope, and then new faces. And some of the old faces, I'm like, I'm not seeing the names as much. And I mean, it's just crazy how the talent is evolving.
It is. It is really crazy. And honestly, just the horses and the knowledge and everything on top of that, too, is all evolving, which makes it really fun.
Yes. Yes. So how are you doing? How are you holding up out there?
Yeah, holding up would be a good way to describe it. It's been good. You know, I'm having a blast. I've had a really good year roping wise, but also just support wise. My family plays a huge part, and I've had really good traveling partners and people that have helped me along the way, and coaches and stuff. I feel like I'm holding up good. It's been good. It's definitely a lot of ups and downs. I feel like it always is a lot of ups and downs, and I try really not to get stuck at an up or a down and just stay in the middle. This year I've been working on my mental game, I feel like, more than anything. And it's always a battle to stay mentally consistent, but I think that's been a big part for sure.
And are you still primarily riding Rio and Cat everywhere?
Yes, Rio and Cat are the only two I brought with me this summer. I ride Rio just about everywhere. I just feel like when I came into the year, I had just decided that if things are going well and he feels good, and I am confident on him and roping good, that I didn't want to change up a whole lot, even though I feel like Kat is just as talented. I haven't got on her as much this year. And then there's been a few horses along the way that I have had to fly in and jump ride that have helped me pick up some money too.
And you've been hauling with Haley Sage?
So Haley and I don't necessarily always haul together. A lot of what when we're together is like if we fly to places, like we'll take her rig, I'll meet her there, or we'll take my rig and she'll meet me there. A lot of the times we don't actually haul together. But we do some of our entering together just to make it easier on us. Right now, Josie Goodrich is who I'm hauling with. She's been in my rig since Cheyenne, and we also went to the California rodeos together.
And I know you mentioned you have a really fantastic support system. What would you say has been one of the biggest aspects in your mental game this year?
Ooh, that's always a tough one because there's always a lot of things that go into it. But I think the biggest aspect was changing my mindset to one run at a time, like literally blocking. Like when I get to a rodeo and that is the run I'm going to make, I just want to make one run at a time. Like I literally try to block everything out and decide on the calf that I'm given, the start that I think I need to take, and just try to capitalize on that run. Whether it be if it's a runner, okay, I might not win first, but I'm going to focus on other things in my run. Like I really want to score good, ride hard, and catch a clean neck. Or if I do draw like a really good one, like okay, I want to capitalize and take my first shot and give myself my best chance at money, I think has been huge because I think in the past I have tried to either go like weeks at a time with a mindset of like winning first or, which can't always happen, or gone through mindsets where I'm like, oh, like I'm really down and I want to catch everything in front of me. And I don't think that's the mindset either because that can cause you to safety up or do things. So I really have just tried to focus on one run at a time and what's in front of me and what I can do on that specific calf in that run, and then just go from there.
That's fantastic. I talked to Taylor Munsell a few weeks ago, and she said something very similar, which it's almost refreshing when you get to kind of give yourself that freedom to only focus on one thing at a time.
Yeah, for sure. And I definitely think like when you're out on the road rodeoing and you have so many rodeos to go to and you don't get time to like go home and practice, it's really easy to get caught up in what you did last week at three rodeos, or what's coming next week at these rodeos, or the money added, or things like that. And I think that has really helped me just like focus in on what I can control and not worry about the things that are out of my control.
If you had to summarize your season, kind of, hit the big points for us, I won a ton of money here. This is what really boosted me into the spot that I was able to maintain. Kind of talk to me about those rodeos and those runs.
Yeah, actually it's really funny because we I was talking with my family and stuff the other day and we were like laughing because Coeur d'Alene was actually my first rodeo win for me to get like first place all year, which is just kind of crazy that I have the money I've won. So we always laugh because I'm kind of just the person and I feel like that gets a little bit here and there. I haven't actually won first at a lot of rodeos, but Fort Worth was, I feel like, a big one in terms of getting that head start at the beginning of the season and just like verifying, like, okay, you can do this, like, stay strong and keep roping good. And like, my name was already in the standings, so that was just like a good place to start. Calgary, I feel like, was also a good one. For me, because that was like another big hit money wise that helped solidify where I was in the standings. And then I don't know, other than that, I feel like I haven't really had like huge ones that stand out in my mind just because I have kind of just like placed along the way. But consistency, I feel like, has been a big one for me all year. My scoring, I think, has came a long ways. That is like one thing I think compared to years past, I've grown a lot in is learning to read the barrier and learning to read cattle in front of me and react in the moment. And that has just helped a lot for sure just not taking those chances away from me, even if I am roping good or not roping good. Like, if I can score good every time, then I know at least I'm giving myself the chance to win money.
I love it. And are you a gal that's really in deep on the standings and the math and all that? Or are you kind of just vibing and letting it happen?
No. That's another funny one. I am horrible. I don't pay attention to any of that. I don't do the math on it. I say I don't pay attention. I'm not one of those people that just like never looks. I definitely look. I watch. I pay attention. You know, I like to know what's going on for sure, but I am very nonchalant. I don't do any of my own entering. Half the time I don't even know what rodeos I have next week. I don't even know what rodeos I have left. My mom keeps track of like all of that for me, and Josie is really organized when it comes to where we're going and
Oh my
how we need to
gosh.
get there and where we need to stay and like plans of that.
So your mom and Josie are the logistics side of the team.
Yes, my mom is on top of it when it comes to that stuff. She's like, before the rodeo's even ended, calculating like how much I won, where it's going to put me, like all this
Oh
stuff,
my
to the point where I'm
gosh.
like, Mom, you gotta relax. Like,
No, but like,
funny.
how special is it that she's like, on your side that much and is investing that much
It
time in
is.
it?
And I don't think I would be rodeoing like I am without her, because I am the type of person that's like, if it was up to me to enter and plan things out, it probably just wouldn't happen. So it is huge, because she does all my entering and planning, and she's the one on top of it with my rodeo count and officialing or unofficialing rodeos and where I need to be and that type of thing. So that's really good, because I definitely do think that somebody has to be in charge of that. Like, unless you're just like a freak of nature and aren't going to that many rodeos and can make it that way, then you definitely need someone on top of it,
Yes.
knowing how many rodeos you need to go to, the good ones that you need to go to. Not missing tour rodeos is another big one, because there's a lot of money in Puyallup and Sioux Falls and those things. So there is a lot that goes into it that I am not great at, that I have my mom and really good people to help me with, thankfully.
We're gonna give all those people the credit.
Yeah, for sure. I don't get to take credit for any of that.
Okay. Well, you said you don't know where you're going next, but could you
But I do have a
try?
list.
Tell me
Yes,
where you're
absolutely. I do have it written down. So
Okay.
Filer, well, obviously I rope here again tomorrow, but then Filer on the 30th, Evanston on the 31st, Lewiston on the 2nd, and then I'll have a couple of days off. I'm going to fly to Abilene and rope over there, and then Puyallup on the 6th. I also have Salt Lake on the 8th, and then Pendleton on the 12th.
Okay. When people start talking about Pendleton, you're like, oh, the end is near. You're like, we're getting close.
It's actually mind-blowing. I can't believe how fast the summer has gone
Yes.
by. So, yeah, Pendleton is so close. It's like freaking me out a little bit. And
Oh,
it's funny
man.
because people keep asking me, they're like, are you over it yet? Like, are you ready to go home? And I honestly am not. Like, I have a blast doing this, and I
That's
love being out on
great.
the road. And thankfully, Josie and I have a lot of fun together, and she's from Stanfield, right outside of Hermiston, so we've got to spend quite a bit of time at her family's place, and so I've gotten to practice. And the Northwest is like my favorite time of the year. These are like the best rodeos. The weather's amazing, and on top of that, you actually get a few days off here and there to do something other than rodeo and take your mind off of it.
And you're not so far from the house, so far from Colorado.
Yes. Yes, which I haven't been back to my parents' house in I don't know how long, a
Well,
while.
you need to give your mom a big hug around the neck for everything she's been doing for you.
Yes, and she's gonna fly out and come to Puyallup with me, so that'll be fun too.
Awesome. Well, best of luck to you, and looking
Thank
forward
you.
to seeing how everything goes from here. It's going to be really fun, and like I said, to have these new faces. I was going to ask if this was your second year pro rodeo and pretty hard.
Yes, I would consider this my second full year.
Okay.
Okay, that's what I was
Last
thinking.
year, yes, last year was the first year that I did do a full year. Although I like in the spring I was still in school, so that was a little hard to juggle, but I still like was able to go to a full year. I mean, I went to 86 rodeos last year. So last year was for sure my full year, and my goals were to make the top 30, and thankfully I was able to get that done. So this was my first year with goals of the NFR.
I know nowadays the top 30, it's like a freaking shark fight to.
It's crazy. And I feel like every year it changes. And you talk to this person, they're like, oh, I think it's gonna be this way. And then somebody else has a whole different perspective. Like, I think it's really hard in the breakaway because it's a new event and all these things are getting added to try to figure out where to set your goals and how to plan that out.
I don't envy you ladies. It's hard enough just to keep track of you from my desk.
Yes. Yes, for sure.
Well, hello, Jenna. Thank you for some time up there in Ellensburg today.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. So, you've kind of been hanging out on the standings all year. Right now, I see you're at number 14. Are you a gal that really pays close attention to the standings, or are you kind of just operating based off of vibes?
I'd say I'm kind of in the middle. I'd really try not to go out of my way to look at the standings after every weekend or every day out here, but I know where I'm at and how much money I've won and that kind of thing.
Right. Just keep your finger on the pulse, but don't obsess over it.
Yeah, exactly.
That
Yeah.
sounds good. Okay, and you have your bay Doc out there, right?
Yes, I do. Yep.
Okay, and do you have any other horses with you?
I don't actually. I kind of bought a backup horse earlier this year, and I hauled him a little bit, but I really have just been using Doc everywhere.
Okay, that's a
Yeah.
big ask with all the different scores that we have out there.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the main thing why I ride him is because I feel like I just have a really good feel with the scoring on him. I feel like I can adjust to the different setups on him, and we just know each other so well, so it's hard to get off him.
Right. And we haven't really gotten to talk about you and Doc's story yet. I know that I talked to you after the NFR Open last year, but how long have you been riding that horse?
I've had Doc since he was 5, and he's 9 now. It's kind of been a process for us getting together. I initially bought him kind of just as a backup heel horse, breakaway horse. Didn't really know what my intentions were with him off the bat. And then he was lightly started in the breakaway roping, but I basically just finished him out and fully seasoned him and all that. He seemed to take to it really well and handle it really well. I actually rode him at the Canadian Finals when he was 6 years old, and he handled it really well. And then we kind of went through I guess a growing pain, if you will, and he had quite a bit of time off. Trying to think of a year, but it was just kind of last fall, the fall of 2024. He came back. I got him back. He was actually a little sore too, and figuring out that kind of thing. And last fall, I got him back, got him feeling good. I think he got a little older, a little more mature too. And since then, we've kind of been clicking very consistently. And yeah, he's the one I get to do this on, so
That's
I'm thankful.
awesome. So you said last year he had some growing pains. Were those like mental growing pains or physical growing pains?
I think both. Like I said, I rode him when he was 6 at the Canadian Finals, and it seemed like he was almost just green enough at that time where he would, I guess, listen to me and just kind of stay in his lane the whole time. And then we kind of got to where our timing was off, and he was maybe trying to do more than I was asking and that kind of thing. I think it's fairly normal for when you're bringing young horses up. But that's kind of what we went through. And then I honestly found out that he had fusing hawks, and that was kind of bothering him in his stop and stuff, and that's a main part to why I gave him a bunch of time off. And so kind of just the mixture of that. And yeah, when he came back, he felt really good. And like I said, just got a little older, a little more mature, maybe a little more consistent too. And so that just all takes time.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, kind of give me a bird's eye view of your pro rodeo season this year. If someone hadn't been paying attention, tell me where you've hit big.
It started in the winter, or I guess it started kind of started at my circuit finals last November. Had a great circuit finals, placed in every round, split the win in the average. I think won like over 5,000 there, and then rolled right into the winter rodeos. I got into all the Texas swing rodeos except for Houston, and I came out of there with, I think I had 27,000 won after San Angelo, which San Angelo was a big hit for me. I won maybe 10,000 around there. And then a few like specific big hits, I guess. I got third at Casper, won about 8,000 there, and third at Salinas. I think kind of the same, 8 or 9,000 there. Those were kind of my big hits, and I honestly placed pretty consistently at the Canadian rodeos in June, and I had a great July too down here. And then August has been pretty slow for me, but we've been picking away a little bit. Yep.
That's what Kinley had said. She said that she hadn't won a ton of rodeos, but she'd been very consistent.
Yeah, she has. And it seems like there's a lot of girls that have been very consistent this year, just keep placing. Like I said, I had like a great July. I was getting pretty good checks every week, and it seemed like I wasn't moving in the standings, and maybe move up a couple spots and move down a couple spots. But it seems like the competition definitely got tough this year. It's tough every year, but there's just more girls that have obviously put in the work and time, and it's just gonna get tougher every year, I think.
And I know that you've been up in Canada quite a bit and rodeoing up there, but would you say this is your first year going really hard down in the States for a pro rodeo?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm totally a rookie down here for sure. Everywhere we went, for the most part, there's like a handful of rodeos I've been to before, but for the most part, everywhere I go, everywhere I've went this year has been a new setup, new scene, and dealing with the kind of the growing pains of figuring out where to go, where the rodeo office is, kind of how figuring out how to navigate all that has been a little uncomfortable. I would say now I'm kind of getting in the groove, but it's definitely been all new this year.
Yeah, you're getting into the groove as we're getting into the end.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
You've been hauling with Amanda, right?
Yes, Amanda Terrell.
Okay, and you guys have just been together the whole time?
Yes, she actually came. Well, she came to my house beginning of June. I told her I wanted to make the Canadian finals. That was one of my priorities. So I was going to stay up there kind of all end of May and June and stuff. And she actually reached out to me earlier this winter, asked if I had any plans or any traveling partners to go with this year. And that's why I told her I wanted to make the Canadian finals. And I honestly didn't know what the rest of my year would look like. And she just kind of committed right off the bat. And she came to the house beginning of June and went to all the Canadian rodeos. And she actually won. She won Pinoca, which was really cool. And at this point, we both solidified our spot to the Canadian Finals Rodeo, and so that's been really fun. And yeah, we've been going together everywhere this year.
I love it. And talk to me a little bit about your game plan for the remainder of the pro rodeo season, because I know that you're in Puyallup and then still working on those standings for Sioux Falls, just in case.
Yeah, for sure. I guess the game plan for the next month is just to, take advantage of every opportunity I'm given. And I think in August, when it was slowing down for me and I wasn't winning, I maybe got caught up in that and overreacted a little bit. And now I'm kind of hitting the point where, I can do all I can do, And I'm just really gonna, put myself in the best situations to get ready for every run and prepare myself and my horse for every run the best we can, but just kind of letting it play out the way it's supposed to. As far as entering, I don't have a ton of rodeos left. I'm kind of hoping just to stay in the Northwest and hit a few in Canada and obviously end in Sioux Falls. If I have to go to some Texas rodeos at the end of the year, I'll have to do that, but I'm hoping not to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You mentioned that you were hauling with Amanda. Talk to me a little bit about your community as a whole. Who kind of keeps you held together?
Amanda definitely has been a huge part of that. Have both done a really good job at, keeping things in the rig fairly positive. Not letting each other overreact or feel down for too long, so she's a huge part of that. But just my family at home, my parents, my grandparents, my aunt and uncle, on both sides. I have a bunch of family that I know cheers me on and watches me. My boyfriend Riley Wakefield has been a huge part of my roping in the last few years, and so him and his family are also a huge support system for me. And I really just try to lean on that when I'm out here, and I know there's a lot of people cheering me on, even just family friends at home. And that just gives me a lot of joy and peace that I have those people that are backing me up, and no matter how it goes, you can always go back to them. So.
Right. And it sounds like you kind of have a good feel now on, it's going to be what it's going to be, and you're just going to give everyone your best shot.
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, last year I was just rodeoing in Canada and I did not have a very good season at all, and I just kind of stayed up there, and I was not making the Canadian finals for most of the season. And at the very end, I slipped in there for the Canadian finals, and so I kind of feel like I'm in that same position this year on a bigger scale. So I feel like I'm prepared for it, and you just gotta be content with you can only do what you can do, and there's a lot out of your control. So just make the best of it and enjoy it all.
Well, we are cheering you on over here at the Breakaway Journal, and I'm really excited for all of the rookies headed to the NFBR, but also everybody else that's trying to out there playing that game that got so tough this year.
Yeah, it's gonna be exciting to see who it comes down to at the end. It'll be fun.
Hey everyone, it's September, which means it's Women in Rodeo Month, and I am so proud to tell you about our Women in Rodeo Month sponsor, Mane and Tail. If you've been in the rodeo industry long enough, you have used their products and know that they work fabulously. Mane and Tail's Ultimate Gloss Shampoo and Conditioner delivers a champion shine with a pH balanced formula powered by protein, coconut, and avocado oils. It deep cleans sweat, dirt, and sand while moisturizing to prevent breakage. It's saddle safe and performance proven and leaves every coat, mane, and tail with an arena ready high gloss finish. We cannot thank Mane and Tail enough for supporting our Women in Rodeo Month. And now let's get back to the Women in Rodeo. All right, Suzanne, how are you doing on this drive to Filer this evening?
Oh, wonderful. I'm sitting in the passenger seat getting to relax and get caught up on some paperwork.
Yes, and you said that Grace was driving?
Yes, my trusty traveling partner Grace, she's kind of been with me all year. I talked her into going with me to a couple of the winter rodeos and just helping me drive and sticking with the rig when I had to fly home for this and that. And so I haven't run her off yet, so
That's good. That's awesome. And has she been roping as well?
yes, she has. In fact, she's making it back at Walla Walla. She split second in the round. She's on her permit, so she
Oh,
filled
that's
her
great.
permit earlier this summer, but she just extended it so that next year she could be her rookie year.
Yeah, and I bet she's getting a lot of good experience seeing all the sights and the setups and everything with you this year.
Absolutely. And it's been it's She's been very helpful. It's been a little bit of a struggle for her because she hasn't got into some of the big rodeos, and I've hit a lot of the big rodeos, but we've been kind of trying to go to some others as well that, take permits and this and that. And it's been working, so.
There you go. And you said you've been working on college rodeo things. We're about to get back into that again.
Yes, we have. I'm the rodeo coach at Lassen Community College in Susanville, and we have our college rodeo the 10th and 11th of October. So, trying to get all of our membership paperwork and whatnot and get all that stuff kind of going. We kids just started school, and thankful for my husband and my assistant coaches that. It's going to be a little bit challenging this first month of school, but we're making it work.
Yeah, mom's got big dreams.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe you don't feel cool, but I think it's super cool that you're out there doing this whole rodeo thing and honestly kind of representing a little bit of a different demographic than these, 20-something year olds that maybe you just graduated college and are going to go pro rodeo, and you've been there, done that, and now you're sitting to make the NFBR.
Yeah, it's actually, obviously it's a goal for all of us. And I have roped for a very long time, and I've seen a lot of things, but I'm just as big a rookie as a lot of them because I have a full-time job and I work for a living and have a family and whatnot. And so my husband and I a couple of years ago sat down and said, this is about the only track you can make to do it. You got to get to the top 50 and or the top, 40 to get into the winter rodeos and then do what you can there and then make sure you make your rodeos count that and I was able to do that in the spring in the California rodeos and then it kind of set me up for the summer. So, that make the NFR open and the playoff series. That's kind of the way it is, and it's working. We've had things have fallen in line for me, and it's working. So hopefully, I
Right.
can finish it up.
Well, there's the checklist right there. If only it were as easy as the checklist,
Yes, if only it was easy as that, right?
right? We're not talking about the horsepower or the diesel or the people back home
No.
keeping the wheels on the bus.
Yes.
Okay, so are you still riding Ducker that you started the year on?
I am still riding Ducker. I have another horse. He's definitely my main man. He's been really good. He did get a little bit short on me last week, so I kind of had to find a spot to go free him up and run about five practice calves on him, and that's about all he's gotten all summer long. So, he's been really good. I have another horse that I've rode here and there, Flo. And she's owned by a good friend of ours. She's actually a calf roping horse. In fact, all of mine are calf roping horses, but she's owned by a good friend of ours, Cody Jones. And he let me take her because she's finished and kind of a shorter start type horse to back up Ducker. So she's been in the trailer. I just recently, actually just today, picked up Solo, which is my husband's calf horse, and the one like that I rode at Clovis and a bunch of those California rodeos that are the longer starts. He's great for those. Him and I have kind of struggled on the real fast starts, but we're great on the others. So I picked him back up and he's now in the rig as well. So
Okay.
yeah.
Finish the year out strong. Do you still have Flo in the trailer as well?
Yes, I do. I have all three of them at the moment. I don't know that they'll all stay in. I'm going to Filer and then we're up in Billings tomorrow night and then we got to make an all-night drive to Lakeview, Oregon, which is only like 3 hours from my house. So that's where I'm going to kind of figure out who's going to stay in the rig and whatnot. I know Ducker will go to Puyallup and places like that and then I might send him back east for Mandan and those and hopefully if I get into Sioux Falls he'll be there for that those two. So yeah,
I am just
that's
Constantly amazed by all the logistics you guys have to run.
Yes, it has been a different one. I have actually had help. I can't say that I've been doing it all on my own either. Flo's owner, he's helped me enter. He's a calf roper and has made this circle several times and has a little bit more knowledge. My husband, he's helped me a ton as well, but he's kind of like me. We got jobs and grew up and didn't rodeo full time, and so we neither one of us had really made this big circle and stayed out all summer long. So Cody has definitely helped me with that. He's helped me enter and make sure that I can make it from this point to that point. And I have to give him a shout out because we've only had probably three, four, maybe miserable all night drives, and the rest of them he's made it to where we were able to work all the same rodeos and go everywhere we wanted to without just absolutely killing ourselves. So
That
that's been really
sounds
nice.
kind of magical. I think more people might be calling Cody next year.
Yeah, he's been great.
Okay, yeah, because I feel like some of these girls have an all-night drive every other week, it seems, and I just like I cannot even imagine.
Yeah, it was good. We have had to get on some airplanes, and thankfully, my husband, he had to kind of I stole the truck and trailer and went rodeoing, and so he found him a kind of an older living quarters and his work truck, and he's met me in the Northwest and has helped me. He's been places that I could fly to and just get on. So that's been really nice.
Yeah, that's huge.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about what these last few months have been like winning wise. Like I said before we kind of started recording, I feel like I turn around and you've won a rodeo or a split a rodeo. I'm seeing in August you hit in Jerome, hit in Missoula, Idaho Falls. That's
Yeah,
just
that
like the
was a good
first
week.
weekend. Yeah, that was just the first.
I was really that was honestly I'm pretty proud of that right there.
Yeah.
I managed to go for the full week and it was a pretty busy week and I won a check, not a huge check everywhere, but I won a check at every rodeo I nodded my head at. And I was proud of that because there's a lot of really good ropers and I feel like anytime you could accomplish that with this group of girls that are going down the road, it's something to write home about for sure. So, I was pretty proud of that. I drew some really good ones and then I drew some that I kind of had to make great runs on to get by them. So, it was a good week for sure.
That's awesome. And when you get that kind of momentum, I mean, it's never easy, but I bet it feels a little bit easier.
Yes, for sure. That kind of keeps you rolling and reminds you that you love this game. I am It was the hard part for me that week was I have a 6-year-old and he started first grade, and so he had to go home. And that was a rough one because I was getting pictures of his first days of school and this and that, and I wasn't there for it. So that was a little bit rough, and it definitely helped to remind me that there's a method to this and there's a reason we're here. So
Yeah, for sure. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the game plan going forward. How are you keeping positive as you're getting into this home stretch? And we already kind of touched on the playoff series and stuff, but how are you lining up those rodeos to finish everything out?
Mainly Puyallup is a big one. We're going to Puyallup and then Pendleton. I love Pendleton. It's kind of a different one. I think a lot of girls don't like going to it, but it's I come from a ranching family and I've busted out across the pasture and roped a lot of cows. So
Yeah.
I don't stress about it as much as maybe some do, but so I like that one. I'm kind of excited about that one. Mainly my goals are just to all year long I've just set myself a number goal. Originally I told myself that I wanted to get to 70,000. When I hit that goal, I told myself I wanted to get to 90. So now I told myself I want to get to 100,000, and that's my goal. So hopefully, if I can get there in the next month, that would be great. And obviously, it might take more than that to get in, but that's my goal. And if I win more than that, I'll be happy. So,
Yeah. If it takes more than 100 to get into Vegas, I think my head's gonna explode.
Right? Because how much did it take last year to get in?
Not 100,
Like 60,
68
yeah, I would say
something.
67, 68,000 to get in, and then
Yeah.
so
And
it's great for the sport. I mean, none of us can complain about the fact that we're getting a chance to win more money, right? But
But
it's
are you tired is the real question. Are you wore out?
I am
Going.
exhausted, if you want me to be honest. But as I have always told, and my husband can vouch for this, but I am a gypsy. If I have my wiener dog, my husband, which that my husband and my child have been the rough one, because being a breakaway roper, you don't get to travel unless it, with him being a team roper and he's just started tripping steers. It's really tough to travel with him, and so when he's trying to rodeo too. And so I've had a good group of girls that, like I said, Grace and we had Allie was with us for a little while, and we've had a good group of girls going with me, so that's been good. But it is that's the hardest part for me is not having my son all the time. He's kind of been jumping back and forth between me and Dan, and grandma and grandpa at home. And so between that's the hard part. But I am a gypsy. If I have a truck that runs my Shawinie and my favorite horses and the other things with me, I am a gypsy. I could be gone and you might never see me. So so that part I think is probably what's saving me is do I get homesick? Yes, but I get some home, I love this. I mean, I've been waiting for 20 years to be able to do this. And so here I am. I'm going to enjoy every minute of it. So,
And
tired or not.
how old are you this year?
I am 42.
Okay, 42. I love it so much. And I
Yeah.
mean, you being a gypsy, I'm like, you picked the right profession.
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
So.
Well, that sounds great. Yeah, I just pulled up the world standings. Aaron Johnson's at number 15 right now with $82,000.
Yep.
And we have Kinley about to break 100 at number 9. So it's gonna get crazy, that's for sure.
Yes. So that is, I mean, it's awesome for the sport. But yeah. So it's kind of been mind-blowing all summer long. It's like, what was the old rule they used to say that
Like fifth
fifth
after
spot after
Cheyenne.
Cheyenne, yeah, and you're good. And what was fifth after Cheyenne was 90, wasn't it? Somewhere right around
You
there.
might know better than me.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's good enough. So
Yeah, we just got to get more money waiting for you there, for you guys at the end. We got to put the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow.
that would be amazing.
Yeah. I'm like, come on, guys, we can rope 15 breakaway ropers in 10 minutes, I
Right,
promise.
right.
So we will see what happens.
See, give us a ch challenge us in how fast we can get through it, and I guarantee you we can get through it
Oh,
first.
yeah. I mean,
You
it
know,
can be like a pit
so
crew in there for sure.
yeah, so
All right.
that would be just give us the shot and we'll make it happen. So,
Put on a show. All right.
yep.
I love it. Well, that is all for this catch up. I really appreciate your time and hope you and Grace get to Filer safely.
Absolutely. We just pulled over and we're gonna fuel up and hopefully we'll get there to watch the Slack after, and we're up in the Slack in the morning and then Dylan that night. So
Okay.
it'll be good.
Staying busy. All right.
You
Well, I
bet.
will catch you later. Thank you again. Well, hello, Aspen. Thank you for taking some time. I'm glad to hear that you're on the mend from a round of the nasties from being out there.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
And you know for sure that you had the flu?
And I don't know what I had. I just know it wasn't good.
Yeah, you're down flat.
Yes.
Okay, well, on the mend now. What have the last few days looked like for you?
I actually competed at Ellensburg today in the perf. Didn't draw a great calf, not much luck, but we are looking forward to Lewiston on Tuesday, and then Colfax Wednesday, Puyallup Thursday and Friday.
Oh my gosh, Puyallup's coming so fast.
I know
Okay, well, we haven't gotten to chat in a little bit. I think the last time we talked was Greeley.
Yes.
So what have you been up to since then? I mean, obviously hauling a lot and winning enough to keep yourself in the top 10.
That's right. Yes. No, just plucking along. I haven't had any huge wins, I guess you could say, since Greeley. But just been pulling checks. I think the week of Bremerton and all that, Bremerton and Quarter Lane, I won some money. Nothing big. I'm winning like $72 at a time right
The
now.
72-dollar road to Vegas.
Yes, no
Okay,
kidding.
well, we'll be
That's I
grateful.
think that's right. That's right. But I can't complain. I've drawn some good calves, won a little bit of money, gotten by some not very friendly calves, but we're just, enjoying the moment and not taking it for granted, and I'm happy to be doing what I'm doing.
I love it. And remind me who you're in the rig with.
Tiana.
Oh, right. And Tiana, she's done some good stuff this weekend. I was kind of joking with her. I was like, they bumped you out of Filer, though. Like, we.
No, seriously, that was crazy. I thought she made a great run, and then we look at the results after the Slack the next morning, and I was like, oh my goodness.
You're like, oh, yeah, Suzanne, who I also talk to.
Yes.
Suzanne with the 1-9, always.
Yes, I'm like, that's doing a good job over there. That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay. So, how is Jigsaw feeling out there on is your second full summer rodeo in?
Yes, no, he's doing awesome. Actually, I rode my mare a little bit last week, Iggy, just to give him some time off. And I rode him here at Ellensburg, and he worked outstanding. And it just feels good to have both of them underneath me.
Yeah, you can't beat a good horse. Let's talk a little bit about kind of your mindset on the last few weeks. I think at one point you were, sitting 4 or 5. Right now you're sitting 7. What's your mindset been like as you kind of traverse the ups and downs of rodeo?
There's definitely lots of ups and downs. I went from drawing really, really good and, winning big chunks of money at a time. And now here in the Northwest, it's really more of a hold your position. It's a lot harder to win money, I think, in the Northwest than people realize. For example, at Quarter Lane, I was the third fastest time. I was a 2-3 and a 2-1 won the rodeo, and I split 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th.
Oh my
And
gosh.
so, yes, I mean, it just gets so stacked up at rodeos like that, where you have to be so fast that, it's really just holding your spot. We have a couple rodeos left this year that pay big, and I'm really looking forward to those and just keep doing my job.
Yeah, I like that. The holding position mindset. You're not wearing yourself out with this grind mentality that, maybe beat yourself up if things aren't going perfect, but the just holding strong sounds really good.
Right, yes.
Okay. As far as your roping goes, I mean, obviously roping when you're sick is really hard, but talk to me a little bit about how you feel like your style may have changed or improved out on the road this summer.
Yeah, so I feel like this year has been a lot different for me. I feel like I've never been much of a, not that I haven't been an average roper, but I've just never roped that way, I guess you could say. And I want to say this year I've really tried to do my best, just take it one calf at a time and keep knocking them down instead of trying to do too much on one calf or anything like that. I feel like that's something I've changed, especially out here, for the two headers. Just be consistent, use what you have, and see how it works.
Totally, totally. And I got to talk to Taylor Munsell a few weeks ago, and she's just said something that's kind of stuck with me about how she's just given herself a chance to win,
Right, yes.
no matter what she drew or where she's at, just giving herself the best shot because that's all you can do, right?
Absolutely.
Get yourself tied up in knots because you didn't do
Yeah,
as well as you thought you should have, and that's
that's
a whole
right.
nother roller coaster we don't want
That's right.
to go down. Okay, well, what do well, you kind of ran through it. We have Colfax and then a few other rodeos, and then we're already in Puyallup, which is insane.
Yes, I know it's coming so fast.
Okay. And I know you want to just kind of hold strong, keep doing what you're doing. What are the things that you're really focusing on in your horsemanship and your roping to make sure you get that done?
Just trying to stay solid with my horses, keep them underneath me, not try to do too much, just keep it as simple as possible. That's what I've tried to tell myself all year. Don't overthink it. Keep it simple and have fun.
Yeah, because your instincts got you here, so we just got to keep
That's
going.
right. That's right.
I love it. Okay, well, I'm really glad that you're feeling a little bit better. Keep drinking the emergency and all that good stuff.
Yes, thank you.
All right, I'll catch you later.
This sounds good. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, guys, thanks for joining me for that very long podcast. I think that might be the longest we've done ever on the Breakaway Breakdown, but it's always worth it when we're talking to those girls out there on the Pro Rodeo Road. Special thanks again to today's episode sponsor, Mane and Tail, and remember, keep an eye out on all our socials and website for more Women in Rodeo Month coverage. Just imagine what we usually do over here at the Breakaway Roping Journal, but with just like an extra razzle dazzle, a little sparkle as we roll into September and finish up the pro rodeo season. All right, guys, I will catch you next time.